From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Imagine, if you will, South Florida through the eyes of a movie director. The Everglades could double as the Amazon rainforest. And if you're doing a period piece set in 18th century Europe, how does using Vizcaya as a Spanish castle grab you? You would imagine that South Florida would be the first choice for movies or TV shows set in a tropical paradise. But in the last 3 years since state lawmakers pulled the plug on a tax incentive program for the film industry, Florida has been losing movies to other southern states, most notably Georgia. Several local governments have since filled the gap by creating their own tax rebate programs. One of them is Miami-Dade, which recently voted to relax some of the requirements for big-budget productions, while also creating a smaller grant that might attract more indie filmmakers here. We're talking with Miami-Dade County Commissioner Sally Heyman, who sponsored the program from the start. If I understand correctly, this is the way it works. If the producers of a film or TV project spend at least $1 million in Miami-Dade, they qualify for a $100,000 grant. But there are certain conditions. What are they?
Well, the 10% return is on hiring a percentage of residents that are here, not bringing in your own crew to work. So we're employing locals and spending X amount of dollars here. And so both of those are important for our economy.
The new requirements also stipulate that the productions have to showcase Miami-Dade to the extent that the production has to have what the county calls a sense of place. If a movie is set in, I don't know, Hawaii and shooting here, is it fair to demand that the filmmaker showcase, quote-unquote, Miami-Dade? I mean, how would that work?
Well, you know, there's several ways to do it. One includes some of us who stay to the end, whether it's a trailer or credits, they call it. And right now, too often, we're seeing a peach at the end of that. I want to see a palm tree and Miami-Dade County's logo. So, and thanks to the Miami-Dade County film unit or Miami Beach Chamber of Commerce, that helps to showcase it. So there's a tag also in addition to it.
So it doesn't necessarily have to put Miami-Dade County in the plot, in the story, as long as there's the credit there as the credits roll.
That's it. Bloodlines, I was done and focused on the Upper Keys. And it was filmed over here, too.
Miami-Dade just created a second incentive tier targeting smaller projects where you get a smaller grant, $50,000, for spending between $500,000 and $1 million on a film or TV project. Why did you feel that that second category was so important?
We're seeing great things come about. And 2 years ago, we had Moonlight win the Oscar for Best Movie. And it showcased Liberty City and Miami Beach and other parts of our community. And it was sort of low budget. And it brought people back to, hey, South Florida. So this is about, a success and building on it, but also making it more inclusive. And you don't have grandiose productions all the time. So if we can help support indie productions and smaller things, it builds on it. So not only do we reduce the amount, but give them incentive dollars at 10%, but also the number as it relates to how much of the employment. We dropped it from 80% local to 70% local. We asked the industry, what would help you more? And they were like, we want to come, but we can't make this number. It's like, we're here to work with you. It's positive. The more, the better. And, you know, anytime you can get behind something positive, Chris, in image, in work, in positive revenue return, we want it. I want it. And my colleagues unanimously supported it. So hopefully next up, the state of Florida will get back on board.
We've been talking with Miami-Dade County Commissioner Sally Heyman, who sponsored a tax incentive program in Miami-Dade for the film and television industry. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.